Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest on Friday nights all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Bidwest has received warm responses from Bidwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Bidwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Bidwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Hello, this is Diana Long. It's Wednesday, and it's time for social justice issues discussions. It's art, activism, and social justice issues. Today, we have a group of young people with us, and we're talking about the isms and social justice issues. We have Charmaine, Tatiana, and Tramel. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Good to have you with us. So the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about isms and social justice issues with young folks, and hopefully we'll get some fresh air, and we'll see what things are happening. So I thought we'd start out for our listeners to make sure everybody's on the same page and see where we're all at. So let's talk about the isms. So Charmaine, tell us, what does that mean, isms? What are we talking about when we say that? Can you help us with that?
Issues.
So we're talking about issues. So, Tatiana, can you tell us what some isms are?
Yeah, sexism, racism, classism, and ageism.
And Tramel, did she leave something out that you can think of?
Yes. She left out homophobia.
Okay. And was there anything else? Mm-hmm. How about, did you say ableism?
No.
Charmaine, do you have any idea what ableism might be?
No.
Ableism. Are you able? Are you an able-bodied person? What does that mean, able-bodied? Can you guess?
Are you able to do something?
When you're able to do something, yeah. So, Tramel, can you help us with that?
Yes, that's like for, like, people with disabilities.
So if somebody discriminates against people with a disability, what's that about? Can you tell us about that or give us an example of what's that about?
It's mainly like bullying, basically.
So it could be about bullying?
Yeah, like when you're bullying disabled person because of their disability.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of ableism.
Ableism, yeah, okay. And Tatiana, can you think of another way that people with disabilities are discriminated against besides being bullied? Can you think of something?
Because they can't do things on their own, so people want to down them because they actually in need of help.
Some people with especially physical disabilities, but sometimes a person with a mental illness might need some extra help.
Yeah.
So how about, we talked earlier about housing. Does anybody have a thought about that? How is there, in fact, they had to pass a law to make sure that people were not discriminated against because they had a disability regarding housing. Tramel, do you remember about that?
No, I don't really too much remember about that, but I know what you're talking about, though. Like if you have a certain type of disability, you can't get help in certain areas.
Sometimes if you have a physical disability, it's hard to get inside. Like, for instance, if there's only steps, how does a person in a wheelchair get inside?
Right.
Right. So this country passed a law, the government passed a law, with a certain amount of units in the building that there has to be a way for people in wheelchairs to be able to get in the building. And there has to be, with housing that's new, that's built new, that there has to be a certain number of units that are set up to be able to house and function-wise people with physical disabilities. So, earlier somebody came by and they're working on increasing by, I think, $16 a year or something, the taxes on the west side so that they can open a center for people who need mental health services. What do y'all think about that?
I think it's good because they not just giving back to the community, but they giving back to the people who really need the help and who could actually use a support system.
Yeah, Charmaine, what if somebody has a mental illness, but they're low income? What do you think they might need? What kind of help do you think they might need? Say somebody has a mental health issue. What kind of help do you think they would need? Can you help her with that, Tramel?
Can you repeat the question?
If you had a mental health issue,
mm-hmm.
What kind of help do you think you might need?
I would need, support from people around. And then I think I would need, help with, my medications and stuff like that.
That's right. You might need medications. You might need a therapist. You might need a support group. If the mental illness that you had was severe enough, you might need disability. You might not be able to work, so you might need financial help.
Right.
And you might need somebody to talk and listen for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it might be a very good thing for every community to have a center for people who had mental illness issues.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about social justice issues. So in a broad sense, not in a specific sense, but what are social justice issues? Can you help us with that? Who can address that?
Tramel, I think.
Okay.
Any kind of injustice is basically social justice issues.
Okay. So that is something that in society right now, in this country, there's a lot of talk about a variety of social justice issues.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every time you turn on the news or you go on social media, people are talking about social justice issues. And there's a lot of different ones. So what is one social justice issue that's very prevalent in our society right now?
This is Tramel. Police brutality is a big social justice issue right now.
Yeah. What's happening?
Not necessarily the young, but black males and females, they're getting shot down by the police, and police are getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is the issue behind that? What is the issue behind that happening? Why is that happening?
That's happening because it's basically like, I don't know, I think it's racism, maybe. Yeah, racism is the reason, like, behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's happening in a lot of different cities. What do you see on social media about that, Tatiana?
I see that there's nothing that they're doing about it. They're basically covering up the police tracks. And they, if our blacks not in jail, they're being killed because they basically want us out of the community. And so they can have a better community for the upper class, basically. And so right now, that our blacks and teens are dying young, the most dying young from 25 on down, is they basically trying to cut our population.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel that if we finally come together and stand together, we'll stop everything that they're trying to do.
And is that happening? Are people coming together?
No, it's not happening because basically our blacks is afraid to stand together as one. We could stand against each other, but they don't want to stand together as one to fight so that the kids that we're having now can have a better future. And so they won't be put in a different area because they're moving people from one area to the next area. When everybody had their area, everything was all right, but moving some people from one area to the next area is really causing so much chaos.
What do you mean by that, from one area to another area?
Okay, moving males from the west side to the south side, from the south side to up north, from up north to over east, moving them to different areas is what's causing chaos because...
Who is moving people and how are they doing it?
Basically the government, because tearing down buildings, like you got Caprina Green, you got Rockwell, you got all these buildings that they tearing down, the Hornets, all of them, and they're taking people out of their comfort zone and moving them into a different area that sometimes it's hard for them to adapt to.
Charmaine, have you heard about this? Do you know about what she's talking about?
I think, like, what she's saying is just easy to get online and hashtag Black Lives Matter and then, like, don't do nothing about it. Like, in order for it to change, we have to, like, get inside the system and show it's a better way to change the system.
How do you get inside the systems?
You work hard to be like a lawyer, a judge, or even try and be like a police officer and try and do good by not like killing like black people.
What do you think about that, Trina?
I think that, well, it's like a lot of people do say Black Lives Matter, but they're not showing any effort to put towards. Once you put effort, that's when you can really say, like, Black Lives Matter. Stand up, make protests. You know, I ain't seen no protests like that, no protest rallies, no, I can't really think of them, but, like, it's not really, like, no way that people can actually help us if we don't try to help ourselves. And what Tatiana was talking about, the government and stuff, like the city is taking down all the projects. That's what's causing a lot of chaos amongst each other. So the projects is like, where did people stay? That was like their home.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the projects being taken down, it's like you go into different neighborhoods where, like, you don't know how the people act. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how, like, different people react in different ways. You have, like, your certain type of way in one project, and then you go to the south side or something like that, and then, you know, you can't act like that. That's how people think.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, we were located on the north side. We're in North Lawndale now, the Urban Art Retreat, and we used to be in Uptown. And when we come back from a break, we're going to take a commercial break, but I want to tell about a story of bringing youth together from Uptown and from Bronzeville. And we're going to take a small commercial break, and we'll be back real soon. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugle with News for the Passive Real Estate Investor. Listen to CBBN Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you.
They're talented and they're smart. That's why Totally Positive Productions provides a special place where our youth can grow into the best that they can be. Parents, are you looking for a safe place where your child can meet new friends and learn new skills after school? Visit www.totallypositiveproductions.com to find out about their after-school and weekend programs. Follow Totally Positive on Facebook to stay up to date on free cultural enrichment, field trips, and talent shows. Volunteer, support, and donate at TotallyPositiveProductions.com. Let's not waste any more time. A child is waiting. Visit TotallyPositiveProductions.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Let me tell you about the Peace Park of North Lawndale project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North Lawndale. To see an example peace park, visit 2101 South Spalding at 21st Street. Would you like to help create a peace park in North Lawndale? Please RSVP for the date, time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. We work each Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. and other times. Please join us this summer and fall.
Okay, this is Diana Long, Social Justice Issues Discussion. We're here with Charmaine, Tatiana, and Tramiel. So we're back from the commercial break, and I wanted to talk briefly of an example of bringing youth together from different neighborhoods. So So when the Urban Art Retreat was located in Uptown on the north side, we offered a program for youth in CHA buildings in the Uptown neighborhood. And we also offered a program at the Swift Mansion on the south side in Bronzeville. And we decided that we were going to bring the youth from the two different programs together. And we took the youth from the Uptown neighborhood and we took them down to Bronzeville, and they made some paintings together. And then we also brought the youth from Bronzeville up to Uptown, and we made some paintings together in our site up there together. When talking with the youth before and after doing the projects together, we found that the youth from the north side were very nervous and apprehensive about getting together with the youth from Bronzeville, and that the youth from Bronzeville were very apprehensive about getting together with the youth from Uptown. Now, aside from living in two different neighborhoods, these youth had everything in common. They were both African-American youth groups. They both lived in CHA buildings. They both came from very, very similar family structures. They had everything in common except they lived in two different neighborhoods, and they were both afraid that when meeting the other youth that they wouldn't like each other and they wouldn't get along and they wouldn't enjoy being in each other's company, and they were very nervous about it. But what they found was when they got together, they really enjoyed their time together and everything was extremely okay. And so I find this an excellent example of what happens sometimes when people leave their comfort zone and find out that they have more in common with other people than they think they do. And now staying in the North Lawndale neighborhood, I find more than any neighborhood I've lived in Chicago, but yet I find that all neighborhoods in Chicago seem to have this, that people like to stay in their own neighborhood, and they, in fact, if they can, they like to stay on the same block they were born in. And being a person who has moved all over the United States and lived in several different states, it's always been very curious to me why people want to stay in the same place, because I'm a risk taker. I like to go all over the place and live different places and meet new people and try new things and, frankly, live all over the place. And it's a great way to experience things and try out new things and live a very broad life. And so when I hear you say they take people out of one project and take them to a different neighborhood, and you say if they're taking them out of their comfort zone and putting them somewhere else, I know that it can be scary, because I'm not saying I wasn't scared each time or that I wasn't nervous and scared. I was. But what I found was it also was very exciting and interesting, and it ended up being fine in all cases. So let's explore this a little bit. Let's try this out a little bit. Like, do you think it could also be interesting, exciting, and a great learning experience to try out different neighborhoods and whatnot? Does anybody want to respond to that? Yes.
Hi, my name is Tatiana. I feel that why go to a different neighborhood to do the same thing, but to do it different than what's going on in your own neighborhood? Like, okay, in different neighborhoods, they selling drugs and you got the violence. Why go to someone else's neighborhood to see the same thing, but maybe worse? They got the abandoned houses and all that. It might be worse on the south side or worse on the west. You never know. But when you grow up somewhere and you've been somewhere for a very long time and that's all you know, that is your comfort zone, because you feel protected in that very part, because you know everybody and everybody knows you, and you know that ain't nobody gonna let nothing happen to you nor nobody else. Everybody in that one comfort zone is gonna stick together regardless.
What do you think, Trina?
I agree with her. I believe that once you go out of your comfort zone, it's like you don't know what you're walking into. Like, you might go to an area where, you know what I'm saying, people are not so friendly, and then you go over there and try to be friendly, and then, you know what I'm saying, they might get, you know what I'm saying, get rowdy with you or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you never know what you're setting yourself up for once you leave your area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Five, Charmaine, what do you think about this leaving your comfort zone business?
It's hard because it's a new environment with new people that you don't know, and they don't know you. And it's probably scary at first, but then when you give it a try, you know, it might not be so scary after all.
Would you ever move out of your comfort zone?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, we have a little bit of a variety of opinion. I know that I grew up somewhere where I lived there for 19 years. And then I went away to college, and I lived there for 13 years. And then I moved to another state, and I lived there for 4 years. And then I moved to another state, and I lived there for 13 years. And then I moved somewhere else, and I lived there for 3 years. And then I moved somewhere else and lived there for 20 years. And then in between there, I traveled around and gave talks places, and I didn't live there for a long time, but I visited quite a few places. And what I can say is it's really exciting and interesting to experience different parts of the country and different places to be. Yes, Tatiana?
During the time that you visit, have you ever made your way back towards your hometown? Have you ever
Very little.
Going back?
Very little. Very little, to tell you the truth. And I've never gone back there to live, ever.
I can't do it.
Yeah. So I guess what we could say is there's all kinds of people. And I just want to encourage all of you to think about life in a big way. And we're going to have a lot more chance to talk about these things because every Wednesday we're going to be on the air for the next month. So we'll catch up with this next week. And one of the things that we say at the Urban Art Retreat, where I'm the director, is we say it's really valuable to step out of your comfort zone. And we say it all the time. Because people don't know what life is like until they experience all kinds of different experiences. And when you stay in the same life always, 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 you have no clue. Part of life is experiencing new things. And we encourage everybody at the Urban Art Retreat to step out of your comfort zone, to try new things, to meet new people, to try out new cultures, to try new foods, try new restaurants, visit new neighborhoods, because that's a way that you learn about people from all around the world. And it really gives you a much bigger picture of the world, and it's really valuable. And we'll talk more about this in the future. But I just want to thank all of you for being here today. I really appreciate your participating in the discussion, and I think you all had something valuable to add. And it was really nice to hear from you, so I really appreciated it. So thank you very much, Tramel and Tatiana and Charmaine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was...